Indeed, a disturbing incident took place yesterday afternoon, Sergeant William, just in front of Yandi airfield. A man dressed in army raincoat came out just on the road and shot two Boda boys, one who was standing just in front of the airfield, and the other one was traveling from Maridi to Yambio. And that incident actually created a very big panic yesterday in Yambio, that led even to some people to, you know, evacuate the town and escape with their children far away from the town. All in all, the governor was on the media yesterday trying to, you know, talk to the population that people should not panic. The government is trying its best, you know, to bring the asylums to justice and to face justice. And all the incident, Sergeant William, is captured as a result of three soldiers who were actually killed in Gangura Payam, just close to the border with Congo, when the dead bodies were brought to the army barracks, which is also close to the airfield. Then followed that, that incident also came in.
So yes, who killed? Yes, what happened to the army that were killed? Who killed them?
It is actually not known. The investigations are not yet declared to us. The results of the investigations going on, according to the governor yesterday, that the security organs must do their best, you know, to know who are the killers of the three SLA soldiers and the two civilians. So it is not clear as to who actually killed the three SLA soldiers, and even the person who killed the two citizens is still at large. Nobody knows who is that person.
Yes, no, this person who killed the civilians who were on motorbike yesterday, he just shot at them and then disappeared without even taking anything from the deceased or taking their bikes. Was just aiming to kill, and that is it.
He just shot at them, he just shot at the two victims and disappeared. Their motorbikes and every belongings were on them, as their bodies would lie there on the ground for some few minutes. So the asylum or the killer did not take anything. He just shot the two and disappeared into the bush. So nobody knows where he is right now. But all in all, the governor is calling for a serious search for the killer so that justice may take its course.
And this person is said to be wearing an army uniform?
Not army uniform, but army raincoat.
Yes. Now, I can only imagine how the whole town was in panic yesterday. Now, as you said, the governor spoke to the people. Did it calm down the situation, or people are still angry at what exactly happened?
We are yet to know what is happening in other parts of the town. But where I'm speaking to you right now, the situation is calm. Last night there was no gunshot, and nobody, the movement as usual has been reduced, because the governor even asked the patrol team to be scouring the town so that criminals had the privilege, you know, to begin looting in the town or do other harmful activities in the town. So the governor asked that the people should not panic, and there should be nobody taking, you know, law into his or her hands. People should wait for the government and the street organs to do their job to make sure that those who are, of course, all these killings will be brought to book. Also, the matter they said to William here has been called off because instead of mourning the heroes and heroines who passed away, again, more dead bodies on the ground. The governor said this could not be possible for people to go gather at the Freedom Square. So the day has been called off and adjourned until further notice, as people are mourning the five dead bodies which are in the town.
Yes, and Felix, Western Equatorial State has been one of the states that has been known of being a very peaceful state. Now, with these incidents happening, things are clearly changing for Western Equatoria State.
Definitely. As you can remember, things started in Mundwe, coming to Maridi, and now maybe Yambio. The security situation has deteriorated to the extent that nobody understands what is happening. You find that attacks on roads, on vehicles are taking place, and such incidents and non-gunmen killing innocent people is becoming very common, which means that the security situation is becoming alarming and is not as it used to be.